Amid safety concerns for the city's youth, a new school zone will be added along Coldwater Road, between Emily and Albert Streets, for the 2023-2024 school year. As with other school zones through the city, a 40 km/h speed limit will apply when flashing lights are active, between 8:15 a.m. to 9:15 a.m., and 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., on school days. City Council approved the new school zone at its Monday meeting. All of the school crossings on arterial roads in the city are already designated as school safety zones, and have these flashing lights to reduce the speed limit to 40 km/h, said Nancy Wilding, the city's health and safety officer. Coldwater Road is the only current exception, so it is requested that these lights be installed this summer to be in operation for the commencement of the school year, she told council. In the past 5 years, two serious pedestrian vehicle collisions involving children and their parents have been reported by the crossing guard at Coldwater and Patrick, the only such collisions reported in the city since 2014. Additionally, Ministry of Transportation records show that 6 vehicle collisions have taken place near the Coldwater and Patrick intersection between 2018 and 2021. Data gathered from radar devices in October and December last year showed that over 60% of drivers traveled at speeds greater than the current 50 km/h speed limit in the area, with 85th percentile speeds clocking in at 59 to 60 km/h. Councilors were supportive of introducing the school zone for the incoming school year. "Where do I sign?" said Coun. J. Fallis. "I've heard many concerns about it, and I know there's been several accidents in that area as well, so glad to see this come forward. I live very close to this area, and I personally have seen how fast the vehicles drive," added Coun. Luke Leatherdale. "I've also had complaints from constituents regarding how fast they drive, so I think this is a great idea." Coun. Tim Lauer questioned whether a similar school zone could be introduced on Patrick Street. "Anybody who drives up there, at 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock, it's pretty intense," he said. There's actually been a traffic calming petition submitted for Patrick in that very area along that school zone, so we're waiting for staff report back on that, so that is also being considered, responded Fallis. Council's decision is subject to ratification at its next meeting.